This is Ted Kennedy. The strong bipartisan vote in Congress to override President Reagan's civil rights veto was a welcome victory against discrimination for millions of Americans. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for the first time in 121 years, Congress has overridden a civil rights veto by a president. Of course, it's also the first time in 121 years that a president has vetoed a civil rights bill. Your right-wing friends mounted a massive last-minute smokescreen of distortion and innuendo against the bill, Al, but to no avail. Congress saw the light and overwhelmingly accepted the fundamental principle that federal tax dollars must not be used to support discrimination in any form. One of the reasons America is America is our steady progress on civil rights. You and the Reagan administration seem to think we've come too far, Al. The right wing tried to roll back the clock, but by overriding the veto, Congress cleaned their clock instead.
Oh, come on now, Ted. No one tried to roll back the clock. The works fell out. We did try to stop a lumbering freight from rolling right over the top of a very anxious and concerned American public. Federal funds should never be used to subsidize discrimination. The president proposed thoughtful changes in this legislation that would have improved the measure. I thought we should consider those changes. There was indeed some unfortunate misinformation out there, Ted. Congress should have done a better job of letting the American people know what we were up to. Nothing in this bill granted any kind of new rights to homosexuals, drug addicts, or AIDS victims. Some people out there didn't understand that. Here you are gloating again about defeating Ronald Reagan instead of really explaining that bill. Is that any way to legislate? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a tremendous burden he places on America's employers. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.